BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, Chris.
Good morning. You good?
I'm good. So many texts from you guys this morning.
Yeah, just the worry that you might not have remembered that you were on this morning. But we've got a way of solving that problem from now.
It is a random one, but yes, I do have a new phone installed, as we talked about on the show, on my afternoon show yesterday. So I do have now a red emergency phone, which is red and says emergency on it.
Oh, it's so good.
In my room. Have you seen a picture of it?
Yes, it's going to be a game changer, this one. Have you got a jar for it yet?
No, but I am getting it ordered.
So what's great is only about three or four people, our boss included here at Radio 1, has the number for this landline phone.
But I don't give it out too much because otherwise I'll get PPI calls on
it. Yeah. So if there is any suspicion that you might not have remembered that you're going to be on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we can call this phone and it's going to wake you up.
Yeah.
Because often your mobile's on quiet.
Well, it's always on silent, my mobile.
You've left it in the back of a cab, that kind of thing.
All right. So you text me twice this morning going, yes, are you up? Then Fiona's like, are you all right? Then someone else, I think it was the cab guy, was like,
someone
hi.
You've never met.
No, yeah.
A concerned listener.
Random number was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Hope you're right this morning. Happy New Music Friday. We'll start off with Izzy Bizu and DJ Snake and Justin Bieber, Let Me Love You. Yes, we've made it to Friday.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You right this morning, Chris?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah. Yeah, I think it's because we've come straight in on a Friday. It makes it slightly easier, doesn't it?
Straight in from where?
Well, I mean, like,
the club.
Right, we haven't done a whole week of breakfast shows this week, have we?
Exactly, yeah.
So getting up, I was like, yes, Friday, let's have it.
Yeah, I'm keen. There's nothing I like more of a Friday than to get somebody in on the show that makes you feel a little bit inadequate.
Mm.
And that's what we're doing this morning with the Paralympic swimmer, Ellie Simmons, OBE, swimmer in the Paralympic Games 2008, 2012 and 2016.
Legend.
She's won 13 world titles, 10 European titles and broken two world records.
Yeah.
How do you top that?
Yeah. Exactly. So inadequate.
And her routine, like daily, sounds insane.
Mm.
So Ellie's going to be on after 8 o'clock this morning. Chase and Status are doing the Live Lounge later as part of Live Lounge Month. They'll be in at 9 a.m. for a chat and they're going to do the next tape as well, which is good. Also, because it's New Music Friday, we've got new music from Mount Cashmore, The Weeknd's new track, Nevada, and Fetty Wap. And also, we need to finish the week on bangers as well.
Oh, you've had a shocker this week.
Oh, I don't know what's going wrong with me. I can't do it anymore.
Mm.
So, in the afternoon, I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and you choose which one gets played. I'm pretty down, aren't I?
Yeah, you're 3-0 down at the moment, because we didn't do it on Monday, so today could be a complete whitewash.
It's like I've run out of songs, so we'll do that a bit later as well.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Charlotte, who just sent me a tweet saying, thank you, Mills, thank you, Stark, for cheering me up while I'm missing my friends back at home now that I'm at uni.
Oh.
Oh, it's that thing when you first get to uni, you're like, I don't know anybody, this is weird.
It is that time, isn't it? Obviously, freshers and that. But also, it's really tricky because I think when you turn up at uni, often you feel like you've got to make best friends immediately with people.
Yeah.
And that makes you miss your friends even more back home when that isn't really the case straight away. But you don't have to do that.
No, it's all fine. Charlotte Thompson, though, thank you very much. She's just saying, I'm missing my friends.
Yeah.
I've just arrived at uni. And she was listening to the Scott Mills Daily podcast from yesterday, which was the Secret Bake Off one, which we should play again later.
That was ridiculous.
Also, we've got Charlie from Harpenden, who is graduating from Harper Adams Agricultural Uni today. Just says, last day as a student. Kind of feel a bit weird.
Strange to be graduating at a time where loads of people are starting at uni as well.
It's like two ends. You've got like people just starting and people just like literally finishing today.
I mean, there'll be loads of moving weekends this weekend at universities around the UK as well.
Put as much in the car as you can.
Yeah.
Good morning, Gozo.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hi, you right?
I'm not bad, yourself?
Yeah, what's going on?
It's Friday!
Yes, what are you doing?
Friday night!
Yes! Yes, what are you doing?
Currently on the way to work, and I will be drumming later on.
Right, good. Did you just call to say it's Friday?
Yeah, because I'm in such a good mood.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's brilliant.
Yes, Gozo. You cheer me up.
It's Friday.
That's all he's got to say.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, a bit of me this. It's got Sigala vibes, and for me, that's not a problem.
No, no problem at all. Also, good use of Glockenspiel.
Hello! Glockenspiels are on in that. Mount Cashmore, and Love You More on the Radio on Breakfast Show. When's the last time you heard a Glockenspiel in pop?
On a Friday as well, exceptional.
I also just like saying it. Let's say it together.
Glockenspiel.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, brilliant, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm brilliant. What are you doing?
My mother and I are currently on the way to Brighton University for the big move.
Yes. Are you checking into Brighton University today?
I am indeed.
First time?
Yeah, can't wait. So, should be good.
Fresher, is it?
Just a little bit.
Oh, how are you feeling? Excited?
Yeah, I think the excitement is masking the nerves, which is the best thing. So,
yeah, that's good.
And it's a little bit emotional, though. So,
is the car full as well?
Rammed, absolutely rammed.
To the point where, I mean, I don't want to get you pulled over, but to the point where you can't see out of any kind of wing mirrors there.
We can see the wing mirrors, but we just can't see out the back.
Yeah, you can never see out the back. It's true.
Yeah. Has your mum done what my mum did, which was pre-make loads of like lasagnas, cottage pies?
We made a chili last night. So yeah.
And has your mum marked it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
That's what mine did.
No, but that would have been a brilliant idea.
Is that what yours did?
Yeah.
Of course. It's like, Christopher, I can't have you going hungry.
Yeah.
Right. So your new house. How many people in it?
There's seven of us.
Okay.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And how long will your mum hang around for when she drops you off?
Well, she broke the news to me yesterday that she wanted to stay until about 3 p.m. And I was like, oh.
No. All right, thanks for dropping me off. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Have an amazing time.
Hola. Thank you so much.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so in the afternoon at 2:40, we do this thing called Bangers, and it's basically just songs. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you choose what you want, and it gets quite competitive, weirdly.
Yeah, it really does. Last week, you lost 4-1. You're just going through a bit of a bad spell at the moment.
I've just run out of songs.
Well, you can't say that. Come on. You've only got to pick one a day, and it's just got to be good. And then this week, you're 3-0 down. So really, today... Because we didn't do it on Monday, so today's really a pride thing for you.
Yeah, it is. No pressure. Chris, 26, from Peterborough. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What do you do?
I'm a delivery driver for an organic food company.
Oh, have you got all the organics in the back of your van right now?
I have indeed. Fruit, veg, milk and eggs.
Fruit, veg, milk and eggs. Okay, so what time do you finish today?
I should finish about 12 o'clock today, but I did start at 2 a.m.
Oh, right, so working all night.
Yeah, that's it, working the night, Monday to Friday.
And what's your weekend?
My weekend, I'm actually a mobile DJ for weddings and parties.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Fruit and veg by day, discos at the weekend. Awesome.
That is it, mate. Awesome lifestyle.
And like I used to do when I was off of 16, do you bring your own speakers to the gigs?
I do, yeah. Own speakers, own amps, own decks, everything.
You're a one-man band.
I am indeed.
Okay, what's going on? What was that noise?
That's just a phone and background, my work's phone, text message. I turned it off.
All right, is that because you're on Radio 1?
I believe so, yeah. All the guys will be listening.
So when you're DJing some of the weddings, have you ever seen any drama? Has it all kicked off?
Aye, all the time. If you guys can't handle their drink cuts off, I find the best way is to stop the music, and then they all look shocked because it's gone silent.
Do you remember, I think I've told you this, when, you know, I used to do the lottery on the telly, right? So there was a guy that booked me for his wedding once because I pressed the button and he won, I think, like £3 million on the lottery. So I played his wedding, but they had a proper argument when I was there because all the power went off for about half an hour and the bride's going, Sean, I can't remember his name, let's say it's Sean. Sean, fix it! Get under that. So he's under the desk like with a screwdriver going, I'm really sorry. Okay, that's ruined my story.
that's the worst phone ringtone I think I've ever heard.
Get a new one.
The work phones they provide us with aren't anything special.
Oh, it's vicious. Right, let's do bangers.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today.
Yes!
Tune. Never heard from him again after this song, but it's Lee Cabrera, Shake It.
Oh, where'd you pick this one out of? It is good.
Maybe I'm back.
All right, Chris, this is a good option, right? Or you can have this from me.
Another shouty one.
You can't call this a shouty one.
Run up.
Straight up tune. Groove Armada, Get Down. Imagine this on a Friday. Oof.
Oof. I don't know what I'd pick if I was you, Chris.
It's a tough choice. Both are good tunes there. Yeah.
But what could start your Friday up?
Oh, I don't know. A good bit of shouty to get me going at 20 past 7 in the morning. Yeah. But Scott, you also have a good choice there.
Thank you.
It's a very difficult one.
It's a huge decision, this one. You know, it could make it 4-0 for me. Embarrassing for Scott.
All right.
Give Scott a little bit of pride back.
Think about it, Chris.
That's it. I kind of do have the power to give Scott a whitewash this week.
Yeah, you do. But remember, it's my name above the doors, yeah?
Yeah, but think about
it. It is your name above the door, true.
The mightier they are, the greater they fall.
Get out of my pub.
There's a little bit of David and Goliath going on here, isn't it?
No, not really.
Right, come on in. What are you choosing?
Come on!
Ooh, it's going to have to be Scott this week.
Yes!
I don't want a whitewash.
No,
yes!
No, wrong choice.
Oh, Chris, I love you.
I love you too.
That is Lee Cabrera and Alex Cartana. Who?
Yeah, very strange you chose that one as your banger. But you know what, it sounded good.
No?
Yeah, sounded good.
People are loving it, I'm telling you. I'm not a statistics man, but all Mills needs is a fruit and veg man with a dodgy ringtone and he's in with a chance.
Yeah. Well, there you go, 3-1. I would have loved to have won that one 4-0, but 3-1 will do.
Yeah. Okay, it's 7:20 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Bangers is back in the afternoon next week when we return to the afternoons, 1 till 4.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm obsessed by Jack Garrett's Twitter because it's just him going, I cannot believe what's happening to me all the time. He's on American tour at the moment and it's blowing his mind.
So good, isn't he? Isn't
so
he so
good.
So good.
Jack Garrett and Far Cry on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's 7:42. It's quite early, so if I puke at the first two notes of this music...
Why? Because it brings back memories.
Oh, it's just that! Okay, here we go. Okay, cool. Morning, Sinead.
Are you okay?
Yeah, what have you got?
Can we do this?
Yeah,
are you going to be all right?
I'm fine.
It's like therapy for him.
Yeah, okay. It actually is. I need to talk it out.
Well, you know, well, also, you know, you don't have to do it this year.
Yeah, true. So I mean, it's been two years now. Get over it.
So this is a special Strictly Come Dancing edition of the Entertainment News. I'd just like to let you know that you've not been forgotten on the set of Strictly Come Dancing. They are all obsessed with you still.
Who?
Like all the dancers.
Oh, I love the dancers.
And it's, obviously, you know, the crab move was...
Yeah, that's the legacy there.
It's the most iconic moment in... in Strictly Come Dancing history, I think, was bandied around a lot yesterday.
It wasn't, but like it was on BuzzFeed the other day as one of the best moments, and I felt happy with that because I was rubbish.
You're dressed as a crab.
Yeah, exactly. But you've got to make an impression if you can't dance, and that's what I tried to do.
But they still remember him now. He's not a who.
Fondly.
Oh,
fondly.
Okay. That's
fondly.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, so I chatted to most of the celebrities yesterday. I got a glimpse of Ed Balls on the dance floor, the politician.
Hello.
He will surprise people. You'd think he's probably not very good, but he's actually quite good. Did you have a WhatsApp group?
Yes, of course we did.
Okay, was your level of chat as good as this, according to one celebrity, Louise Redknapp?
Will was buying a Hoover, and we all sort of chipped in with what Hoover we think's best. And I've got a dog, so I was like, get the cat and dog one. And then he said, I'm deciding whether to get a guarantee. And Nagger was like, no, don't get a guarantee, because if you buy a Miele, you get guarantee anyway. So these are the random conversations we have midweek.
Surely the WhatsApp group point is, you know, oh, God, I've had a bad day. Not like, I need to go...
Who's getting off with who, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're in the bubble now. They think that they're all friends. No, I'm joking. No. What I'm saying is, like, they don't see anybody else because it's so intense.
Yeah.
That, like, suddenly it's like, oh, Will Young's buying a Hoover. Let's all chat about it on WhatsApp, guys.
I was asking all of them, do you get, like, annoyed with your, like, you know, your dance partner when you can't do something? And they were like, no, it's all great. Laura Whitmore, though, was the only one who was, like, really frankly honest about how frustrated she gets.
Every time Giovanni tells me to do something, I say, sure.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Do you want to do that again, Laura?
Yeah, sure. I would love
yes,
to do
sir.
That.
Yes, sir. Sure. I would love
I
to do
love
that.
To
I would
that.
Love to.
Is there something else going on in your head there?
I just think it's better. Yeah. It's better just to agree with him. There's a lot going on in my head.
Is that something you can relate to?
100%.
You used to be well scared of your dancer, didn't you?
Yeah.
She used to, yeah.
Because she would tell me off.
Oh.
Well, they do tell you off because they take it really seriously because they're like the best in the world, you know?
Well, this is their job, isn't it? So Anastasia is one of the celebrities. Now, she's like a big singer from a few years ago, but she did have a massive hit where, you know, and she's got quite a distinctive voice. Like, if you don't know her, YouTube her. But all the other celebrities do know of her and they used to just sing in her face.
Like really?
Her, yeah, just absolutely sing her. Judge Rinder is starting a campaign based around you, Chris.
I got you
involved in the chats.
Oh, no.
I think we should conscript him to try and do this next year. At hashtag conscript Chris into Strictly. It's a bit of a long hashtag.
Terrible hashtag.
Awful hashtag. Yeah. But the point is, will you do it next year?
Why? Because Judge Rinder says so.
Everyone there was saying
I couldn't do that show. Because I saw how it was for you. I just couldn't do it. I'm not brave enough.
So really? That's a no.
Nah,
do you think
not.
I'm brave? Oh, that's so nice. Thanks.
So now, of course, because you're a previous contestant, they all wanted your advice.
Oh,
so
why?
Well, you know, I mean, you did all right. So I thought we'd open a little sort of Strictly Come Dancing surgery for the next couple of minutes. Is that right?
Okay, yeah, fine.
Okay, first up,
Who have you got?
Ed Balls, former Shadow Home Secretary.
What, now I'm giving advice to Ed Balls, the former Shadow Home Secretary.
Yes, you are.
Okay, go.
Here we go.
When they said, do you want a fake tan? Had you ever had one before? Did you go like Jeremy Vine naked into the chamber? Or did you wear the paper underwear? And in retrospect, was it worth it?
I mean, he doesn't know you, does he?
No. Ed, yes, I've had a spray tan many times before, but what happens on Strictly is they go like, go darker. And you say yes, and I would, don't go naked, wear your M&S Y fronts.
Okay. Next up, Daisy Lowe.
Scott, yes. What would be your advice? How did you cope with the pressure of the first dance? Because I think that must be the hardest one.
Drink through it. Joking. I wish I could have had a drink though.
Okay, and finally,
just on the first one. Yeah.
Olympic long jumper Greg Rutherford, and this is another sort of fake tan based question.
What do you do at night? Everybody's warning me about the sheets getting really dirty and I'm very concerned by this, the idea of waking up in a pool of filthy sheets.
Yes, it's true. You do wake up every night after the spray tan with dirty sheets.
So how do you keep clean sheets on Strictly, Scott?
Well, you can't. It's like a dirty sheets every night.
There you go, Sinead.
And you're often staying in hotels and that, and you just have to like just go, sorry, the maid comes around, they're like, looks bad, but you're like, sorry, I had a fake tan last night.
Well, that's what I was pointing out to him. I had a lengthy conversation with him afterwards about it, and I said, well, you're in a hotel, so it's not really your problem. You just get up and they'll change the sheets, so it's fine.
Yeah, but it's still embarrassing. So.
Very excited for
Brown
Strictly.
Sheets.
Yes, it'll be good. It'll be good. Will you be watching, Scott?
Yes, yay. 100%.
And will you go down and watch the show live? Because that's all what they all want.
Well, I was touched... Not touching.
Touching who?
I was texting Judge Rinder.
Oh,
not
yeah.
touching. Yesterday, and yes, I'm going to go down in the next couple of weeks.
Lovely.
Very exciting. Thanks, Sinead.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Coco on Twitter, who says, I love how today's entertainment news was dedicated just to Strictly. It's got me absolutely buzzing for tonight. It's going to be a good show later, you know it. They always do it well, Strictly, don't they? It's 7:52 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Monday morning, you need to listen to this show. At the moment, Nick is getting a run of brilliant guests, like the biggest stars in the world. And it continues on Monday morning with Nick Grimshaw. Nick's got an interview with Samuel L. Jackson.
Huge.
On Monday.
Also, what I love about Grimmy is he can ask anything. Because he's super famous himself, he can get away with asking about anything.
Like anything. So... apparently, the world's press were there with Grimmy waiting to interview Samuel L. Jackson on Monday, which you'll hear on Monday. It was the other day. But everyone wanted to ask about Brangelina because the news had just broken.
Of course.
Nobody else dared to ask Samuel L. Jackson. But Grimmy did. Listen to this.
Big news today. In Radio 1, when something like this happens at the BBC, it's like there's been, like, a forest fire. People are screaming and running around the building when we hear about, like, big celebrity news, like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have split up, and it's like the drama of the century.
Really?
And obviously, it's, a drama for them, and they're going through this divorce and stuff. Do you think it's, like a crazy thing that people are so obsessed with, you know, celebrities and who they're dating and their private lives? And do you ever find it, like, intrusive?
Not intrusive for me, because I'm never involved in that kind of controversy. or as you would say, controversy. Controversy.
Yeah, controversy.
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 Celebrity has changed in a way. You know, I mean, people want to be famous for almost nothing. So they do things online or they post themselves doing things that create a sensation. And why they care about who so-and-so is sleeping with is beyond me. You know, it's like half the people that people are obsessed over, they're never going to run into. You know, it's not like, you know, I love One Direction and I'll sleep with all those guys at once if I could get to, you know, and you're probably never going to run into any of them, you know, so get a realistic expectation, you know, so it's very weird.
Yeah, people in the office were like, well, it's so sad because if they can't make it, what chance do I have?
What?
Like,
what? Really? Really? I mean, their lives are so different. You know,
yeah.
I was just laughing with someone this morning about the Jennifer Aniston memes, you know, about,
oh my gosh,
you know, how much she's celebrating because it's over. You know, it's like, wow, you really think that's happening? I mean, I'm sure a little piece of her is probably like, you know, but, you know, she's probably carrying on with her life. She didn't care.
Yeah, I don't think she does care. Those memes, I said, the only person that I feel sorry in this relationship breakup is Jennifer Aniston, because she's like, I don't care. I'm at home watching TV.
Exactly. Leave me alone.
Samuel L. Jackson, the full interview you can hear with Nick Grimshaw. That's like the most I've ever heard him say about anything. That's awesome. Monday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show from 8 a.m.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Ellie Simmons.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
We were saying earlier, there's nothing more that making you feel inadequate than having someone like you in on the breakfast show.
Although you've influenced me this morning, because instead of the usual sausage sandwich, I've gone for fruit this morning.
Oh, well done. Gone on the healthy food.
Just to try and impress.
Good gold star for you.
Thank you.
So you obviously are on a break at the moment, right?
Yeah, on a break.
So no pool?
I did go for a little paddle yesterday, because after swimming like quite hard during the games, and then coming back, I've eaten a lot of not the best food, so I don't want to put weight on, so I just went for a little bit of exercise yesterday.
Okay,
so.
And what's, like you said, a paddle, right? So what's a paddle?
1,000 meters.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
There's a little paddle there.
A little paddle there.
I don't know how many lengths that was, but can't do the maths.
Casual yeah. thousand paddle there.
I love that a paddle is 1,000. Your routine when you're kind of in the zone sounds yeah. insane though. So it's am I right? 2 hours in the pool in the morning and evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like, is that 28 miles a week? Something like that. 90-minute gym every day as well?
Most days, yeah. Most days. So
is there not some days, come on, where you're just like, you wake up and you're like, you press snooze and you're like, oh, not today, thanks.
Oh, some days, like, especially in the morning, I'm like, can I just not sleep a bit longer?
Mm,
but
yeah.
You do it for, do it for the success and do it for the going to the Paralympics, going to Brazil.
For the glory.
Yeah. Like, I forget all the hard work that I went in. Like, all I can remember now is all the fun stuff in Rio.
Really?
I can't remember how much or the training that I did at all. But, yeah, it's hard work, but I like pushing my body to its limit. Like, I like that my body's
engine. But when you're training, do you get the full run of the pool? So can you decide what music's being played into the pool?
Yeah. So,
Do you have other swimmers in there, or
we do have other swimmers. So someone puts their phone on and puts music on, like...
But you're in charge of the pool music at that point?
The whole team, yeah.
Oh, right. Cool.
Yeah. So it's not so normally cool. my phone, because I don't have the best music on my phone.
Well, I was going to say, what is the kind of songs that you're listening to?
Oh, I like anything at the minute. Like listening to you guys before, I like all of that.
Do you?
Yeah. I like songs that I can sing along to. Like, do you know when you belt it out in the car and you just sometimes... someone looks at you and you think, God.
You're quite a big Radio 1 fan, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I love Radio 1. That's all I listen to. Not like I'm... saying it just because for the sake of it, because
you're not saying it because you're here.
No. That's what's in my car.
You know, obviously you've achieved so much at like 21 years old, and you've devoted so much of your life to training. Is there any part of you that goes, "Oh, I missed out on this," or "I missed out on that"?
Not really. No, I think it's good not to have no regrets. I started it really young. I had to make a lot of sacrifices, but I chose those sacrifices to be the best athlete that I can be. And the opportunities that I've got to travel the world and meet loads of people and come on, do loads of things and opportunities is great. Then. Compared to probably, I'll probably just be in uni.
I think you inspire so many people though. So, who was your inspiration? Who made you a champion?
So, I watched in 2004 Paralympics, Nori Lewis. She's a swimmer in the S6 category. Seeing her get gold, that's when I was like, oh, I want to have a dream of going and get a gold medal and go to a Paralympics. And then,
what year was that? Sorry, so 2004. Okay.
So, 13 takeaway 4 is 12.
You're asking the wrong people.
Nine.
Yeah, we're not good at math.
No, me either. So yeah, I was 9. And then I went to Beijing 4 years later.
What? It's just an incredible story.
You are, people will be waking up this morning and this will be the first thing they hear. You're the ultimate Friday guest because it's so motivational.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
So are you on... You're on your fifth Paralympic gold now.
Yeah, fifth Paralympic gold, yeah.
That's insane.
Thank you.
Will it ever stop, do you think? Do you have a sort of, retirement plan or anything?
Chris, she's 21.
but it works weirdly with sportsmen, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I'd like to go to a few more. Yeah. I think I've still got a few more years in me. 21. It's old in swimming, I'd say.
Yeah.
Is 21 old in swimming?
Well, we've got the likes of Sasha on our team, who's 38, so that's quite old. Sorry, right. Sash, but...
So you're quite old, so...
And then we've got, the youngsters, Ellie Robinson, who's 15. So I'm middle-ish, I would say. So maybe a few more years.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I like to have a life afterwards as well.
What do you want to do after?
God... I don't know. Maybe you guys can think of something for a job for me.
Yeah.
Come work here.
Yeah.
It's be awesome. Just come and do
be
the
a DJ.
Chat all day. That's a cool awesome. Job, that is.
It's not a bad job, is it?
No.
It's quite fun here.
Compared to being office workers, you just get to chat all day. Pretty lucky.
Sunday is your only day off training, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what's a typical Sunday for you?
I like to chill, relax on the sofa or meet up with friends.
Yeah. Box sets.
Yeah.
What are you watching on telly?
At the minute, gosh, I haven't watched much telly lately. I watched the Bake Off last night.
Yes.
Two nights ago.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that in a minute because I know that you love drama. Ahoy, right?
I know. It's all going off.
It is. We're going to play A Fire and Trouble. We're with Ellie Simmons, OBE, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and it's 8:17.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jess in South Wales, good morning. She says, oh, Ellie does more miles per week swimming than me in my car. Hashtag need to get up. Ellie Simmons is with us, fresh from the Paralympics in Rio. Right, let's speak to... really?
Yeah, this feels a tad awkward, Scott. Okay. We're about to do what I think we're about to do.
Okay, I've just been told that the person we just talked about is on line one. Hi, Sasha.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Sash.
Morning, Ellie. How are you?
So I didn't mean to be ageist with you.
You did call him old.
But you're still a champion in our eyes, no matter what age.
I know. 38 is a big number, and yeah, I've got a few grey hairs.
Right. Yeah. Sasha, be honest, how are you feeling about that last comment?
I'm feeling okay. It's nice to be the veteran of the team. So yeah, there's a good mixture of age in our team.
Of course. Well, it's nice that you're listening, and thank you for calling up this morning.
Yeah, sounds like he's okay.
But it shows that you can do anything no matter what age, so...
Like Ellie said as well, you know, Radio 1's the only one that's on in my car, so I'm
Everyone's picking you up.
Endorsements ahoy.
Yeah. We're like the Olympian and Paralympian favourites.
Nice.
Yeah. We are.
Except we haven't got OBEs.
No, we haven't.
Maybe in the future.
Right, I've read this. Is it true that your main memory of taking part in the Paralympics this year is the smell of beer and popcorn from the spectator stands?
Oh, yeah, it's not one of my main memories. It's in there. I remember in my 200-yard individual medley final, they were selling... It was more like... the crowd was more like a football match crowd. They had beer, they had popcorn, compared to swimming normally. But yeah, when I was swimming on the back straight leg, all I could smell was that. And I just remember thinking, gosh, I can smell beer and popcorn. I should be focusing on my swimming. But
even when you're swimming, so when you're swimming, then you put your head to the side to get air. Every time you did that, it was like, right, head in water, beer and popcorn. Beer and popcorn.
I just remember thinking, oh my god, that smells nice.
while you're smashing another like world gold medal, like, oh, that smells quite nice.
I know, it made me quite hungry, especially nice popcorn, and especially when you're on a strict diet.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you're like, oh, that smells really nice.
And what is the diet?
Strict, quite balanced. Like, I can treat myself.
What's a treat?
Oh, I love cake. Like,
cake?
I love desserts. You know when someone says, what would you go for in a restaurant? Would you go starter main or main dessert? Yeah. I would choose main dessert all the way. Yeah.
Oh, you're so normal. I love it. So what's the best dessert that you would want on a treat day that you would want?
Oh.
Think about it.
You're really thinking it through as well. That's why.
Ellie, imagine if I can put it right in front of you.
Probably
right
there. Sticky toffee pudding and custard.
Yes.
That's what I would probably go for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like quite stodgy.
Is it true your favourite show is Bake Off?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, it is.
Do you actually bake, or do you just like watching people baking?
Both.
Okay, so you can do it.
Yeah, I'll say I can. I went on the Comic Relief, Sport Relief Bake Off. So
what was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so much fun.
Was it?
Like, it was the actual, Mary Berry, Paul Hollywood.
I forgot you did that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And what was Paul Hollywood like? Nice?
Yeah, it was really nice. Like, people think it's scary. It's not. It's not at all.
Your Instagram is mostly, it's full of cake pictures, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't been on it for a while. It's quite old, but yeah, it is. I quite like to bake. Anything really. If you want me to send you anything in the post.
Okay, awesome.
Is that a joke? Oh, that would be amazing.
Don't get your hopes up. Like, I'm not amazing.
Mm. What are your views on the Bake Off situation? There's so much drama right now, Ellie.
Oh, I don't know. It's just not good. Like, not good at all.
It's not, is it?
But how I found out was after one of my races, a journalist told me.
After one of your races?
Yeah, don't interview me about my race, just tell me about the Bake Off. why do that? Mary's left, Paul's staying.
Mel and Sue are off.
I just don't think it's going to be the same.
So we've got a situation now where, you know, Paul's been talking to Channel 4. He's in sunglasses and a blacked out people carry around the back of Channel 4. He goes in there, he speaks to them. He's like, I'm doing Bake Off. So I think it's going to be called Great British Bake Off, but on Channel 4, but without any of the others.
Oh, no.
Is that weird?
Yeah, so weird.
Who can really we get? Weird. Like, let's say that Mel, Sue and Mary form a breakaway on the BBC. Who else can we get to do it?
Oh, hang on. I started a list for this in the pub last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I haven't got the list. How annoying. But we were going through all these different names. I think like Delia Smith
would be good.
Nigel Lawson. Nigel Lawson.
Nigel Lawson.
Nigel Lawson could do it.
Who's that?
Two people.
Nigel Lawson.
It's probably Nigel Slater and Nigella Lawson together.
I like Delia Smith to do it because she could be a bit shouty, couldn't she? You know, like,
where are you?
Where, what is this?
But Nigella is a good shout.
Yeah, because yeah, she quite likes her. Lorraine Pascal.
Yeah.
Pascal? Pascal?
But do we need like, obviously, to take the place of Paul, do we need a man? And who's that going to be? Tom Kerridge?
Tom Kerridge could be good.
Tom Kerridge could be good. Think about it. All right, Chief?
James Martin.
Yes, James Martin. That's quite a good shout.
Raymond Blanc.
Yes. Well, you know your chefs, don't you?
Yeah, quite like my chef's programmes.
Well, it's something to think about over the weekend, isn't it?
Let's get back to Rio. We hear a lot about the antics in the Olympic Village. Is the Paralympic Village just as bad? Like, what goes on in there?
Yeah, like, it's just so much fun. And the last few nights, you do like to let your hair down a bit and just enjoy. Like, especially us. But it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
But you know, if you're competing against other countries... After the competition's done, obviously everyone's friends and everyone can have a good time. But in the village, is it quite tense between the different teams and the different countries because it's meant to be competition?
I would say not. At the Paralympics, it's quite relaxed. We all get on, we all chat, especially at the food halls. Like, you just socialise. Like, I quite like just to chat to other people. Mm. Other people.
What will be your favourite memory from the village?
Oh, that's a tough question. Yeah. I think it all. It's all really nice. The food hall, because that's just
the
so
food hall.
Yeah, the food wasn't the best at the games, but
yeah,
it was good.
So you go all the way there, and what you're going to take back is the food.
Food halls,
nice. You're so normal.
The view. That's right.
But do you miss it a bit?
Miss the games? Yeah, I do. Like, it's just so much fun for like 3 weeks, and everything, you go in there, you're in your little bubble, everything's free, you've got to take your accreditation everywhere, and now you're back and it's just back to normality. It's really boring.
So what are you...
Well, it's nice because you get to do lots of things.
It's really boring. So, I know, and it's like, I don't like it that there's 4 years between each one.
Yeah, it's like 4 years to wait, but next thing you know, it'll be here.
Yeah, that's true,
Tokyo.
Actually. If you think about how, like, London doesn't seem that long ago, really.
No, but it was 4 years ago.
Mental, no.
Yeah.
Ellie, thank you so much for coming to see us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
I could actually chat to you all day.
There's nice. So many questions.
Thank you.
Also, someone, they're going to have to make a statue of you at some point as well. You're that kind of legend.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah, somewhere like in Birmingham City Centre,
yeah,
I'm
Birmingham,
saying.
Birmingham, love Brummies.
On Broad Street. Good to see you, Ellie. Thanks
thank
for coming in this
much.
Morning.
Thank you. The Scott
Mills Daily. If you've been listening to me in the afternoon this week, you'll know that I accidentally had a shaving incident with my eyebrow. Is it growing back sufficiently, do you think?
Not enough to cover up the gap that's now there. But it does look like you're doing it on purpose.
Right,
In fact, it looks like a little
eyebrow slit off of the 90s.
Yeah. Hello. It looks like we've met Charlie Puth, because he's done the same thing, and then you thought, oh, God, that looks cool. That's come round again.
Who else used to have them? Did Dappy have them?
I used to have them.
Did you? I remember Soldier Boy, used to have them as well.
Mm.
Like a little eyebrow slit there. But this is not on purpose.
So that's just what you've gone for now.
It's just my Babyliss shaver.
Yeah. So you've...
Babyliss.
So are you going to keep it anyway?
Well, I might shave it in like every month now because people are getting used to it. They're like, oh yeah, you've got an eyebrow
slit. It's a talking point.
It is. It definitely is. It's an icebreaker. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Saul. Good morning, Will. Chase and Status.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Is this early for you or not?
Not at all, mate.
Is it not?
It's early for me.
It is early.
I thought you'd be going to bed normally at this time.
Yeah.
We're not that rock and roll. We're
yin
not
and
that
yang.
Yin and yang. And we're pleased to have you on the next take this morning. So mixing it up from 9:30 will be Chase and Status. I can't believe your last live lounge, because you're doing it today, was 2013.
Yeah. That was the last time we released an album.
Yeah.
We've been doing nothing. No.
We've been really quiet since then.
Yeah. So yeah, it's great to be back, and we've got you've been given a huge live lounge, so the responsibility and the pressure is quadrupled, I think. So we're looking forward to it.
You know it's a big live lounge when people, like, before we got here this morning, engineers were here, sort like, starting to set it up. You know it's, like, a big deal.
They were here.
Why are they here so early? What have you got planned?
We just make everyone start really early. And we don't
Okay, so...
Do you still get excited for it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Getting up early?
No. It's the getting up early, but you're happy to get up early on say, Christmas, for example. Is it a similar feeling with Live Lounge?
Scrooge over here, mate.
I don't know. The Live Lounge is a nervous proposition.
Everyone says that.
It is. We do a lot of live shows. I don't know what it is, but just coming on, doing live radio, you get one take. Whatever happens, happens. We're often doing new stuff, like we are today. Lots of new music that we haven't really performed before. So we've been rehearsing, learning this music and thinking, oh my god, tomorrow
writing this music, yes,
writing some music as well. So it's a big moment for us, but we're very excited.
I've just seen you've done 3 Radio 1 big weekends, which obviously that's a massive thing as well, but obviously you're used to doing like a live thing. Is the live lounge scarier than doing a live show?
Definitely. Our first ever live show was at Swindon in 2009 for the big weekend. But the thing about playing live, like at a festival or at the big weekend, is you do have room for error. Is it in the melee, in the crowd? If you play a bum note,
doesn't really matter,
but live lounge, if you play that G sharp when it's a G, it's
quite exposing, isn't it?
Intimate.
I didn't really think about it like that, but I guess, it's like one chance, isn't it?
Crystal clear,
Yeah.
Do you two disagree in the build up to the live lounge about what you're going to do, or is it generally quite collaborative?
It's quite cohesive, really.
You do everything, and I'll just do nothing.
I'll just sit here.
Generally, that's the argument, yeah.
So, last time you were in, which was 3 years ago on Live Lounge, you covered Strong by London Grammar. What's your cover today? Remember that?
I think the one before that we did
Rope, Foo Fighters.
Did you? Oh, I want to hear that.
That was really good. I really enjoyed that.
What's your cover today, then?
The cover today is, I think, hopefully going to be a modern-day classic. It's Kanye West, Fade.
Do you know, this could be massive, and it's going to be one of those as well, when you do the cover, that if the original artist hears about it, which they will, because it's you guys doing this kind of song, it could be massive, massive, massive.
But the original cool like parts to it. He sampled some real classic records that from a UK dance perspective are very important over here, so I think it really resonates with the culture, not just, you know, what we're doing.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. Now, obviously you're going to do next tape at 9:30, but after that, how do you get ready for something like this? Do you just go and sit in a quiet room? Do you like have silence? Do you listen to music? What do you do to get ready for it?
Just go and sort of shiver in the toilets on our own, basically.
A lot's happened in those toilets.
Exactly.
So Chasen Status will be with us at 9:30 this morning for next tape. Thanks, boys, for doing this for us today.
Thank you, man.
It's going to be epic this today. And Chasen Status in the live lounge from 12 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 with Clara Amfo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's Elise.
Hey, Elise, what's going on?
Currently en route to Loughborough. I think we're 5 miles out.
5 miles away from Loughborough. What, are you going to uni there?
Because of the open day, looking to start next year.
Oh, okay. I love an open day. It's like, oh, do I want to go here or not?
Exactly. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah. Okay.
So who are you with? Did you say?
I'm with my mum. My mum's Jenny.
Oh, yes. Hi, Mum Jenny. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, love. You looking forward to the open day?
You looking forward to it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
Make sure you get all the leaflets that you'll never read.
Yes, all the leaflets in the bag. straight in my basket.
What's going on then? How can I help?
Well, I was hoping, since you're kind of the Radio 1 version of TripAdvisor, we're looking for somewhere really nice to eat tonight, a restaurant. Have you got any recommendations?
Mum Jenny?
Yes, a well-travelled man like you, Scott. Where can we go?
Okay, right. Do you want posh or do you want just like pub vibes?
Well, Dad says money's no expense, so we're looking somewhere nice, Scott.
Word.
Yes.
Dad got the card out, has he?
To dinner, yes.
Well, that changes things really, doesn't it, Scott? If you're going for a more classy thing, because we normally sort of student vibes.
We pub it. Right, if you want to... Okay, here's my thing, right?
Okay.
So, I would start off at the White Horse.
Would you?
Yeah, Leicester Road.
Leicester Road, White Horse, okay.
All right, like you can have a meal there if you want, or you could just drop in for a couple of drinks. Real nice atmosphere, decent food, but it's a pub, yeah?
Yeah.
But the food's really nice. If Dad is paying, it's got to be Hammer and Pincers.
Hammer and pincers.
You think hammer and pincers?
Yes, I do.
I think if dad is paying, it sounds like she's got quite a cool mum, I'd go Orange Tree. Modern.
Would
hipster.
You?
Yeah, it's got quite a hipster vibe to it.
No, okay. I think out of all of the Leicestershire restaurants, I would say Hammer and Pincers is one of my faves.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it's incredible food there. And if your dad's paying, then go for it. So White Horse to start, Hammer and Pincers. I'm guessing if dad and mum are there, you don't need a club, no?
Just mum, so maybe.
Yeah, well, there's only one. Well, I shouldn't say that, really. But
there's only one.
Probably you have to go to Revs.
All right. Excellent. All right, that sounds like a plan.
Good luck with the parents, though.
All right, so White Horse, Hammer and Pincers, and then Revs, all right?
Got it. Excellent. Okay. Thanks very much, Scott.
Have a good open day.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Gwion.
Hello, how's it going? You all right, Scott?
Yes, Gwion. All right, how's it going, all right?
I'm all right, man. How's it going?
I'm right. What's going on?
I'm cool, man. I've just woken up. I'm already having a good time, and I've got that Friday feeling. How are you feeling, Scott?
I'm feeling brilliant. You know, it's the weekend, and I'm going to have me some fun. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm performing in Swansea tonight with my band Ruffian, and then tomorrow night I'll be DJing at 10 Feet Tall with my band Ruffian again.
Okay, yes. So you're in a band tonight and then DJing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, cool. And whereabouts are you based?
I'm based in Cardiff. We do electronic live music, and we've got both vocalists, and we've got, you know, we just like having a good time. We do electronic music, but we just like having a good time, you know?
Yeah, mate. All right. We've got the next tape on. It's Chase and Status on Radio 1. Speak to you after, all right, Gwion?